alive. Amen. We appreciate the ministry of this house, Apostle McClintock and Sister Brenda. What an honor it is to be amongst generals of the faith. Amen. Amen. The call, the anointing upon their life is so wonderful. Our ladies went to the Women's Gold Conference in Oklahoma. Several of our ladies from Lighthouse went, and Sister Brenda ministered, and they have been writing about that word that you delivered. You really spoke into their life and ministered to them. And so we appreciate the call and the anointing upon the lives of the ministry and the leadership of this house. Amen. Never take the gift for granted. They are treasures, and you need to honor them and treasure them. And you don't, you know, I hope you realize how blessed that you are to have ministry like this to pour into your life. This is a safe place, amen, a place that can help take you from faith to faith, from glory to glory, amen. And so we are humbled to be here tonight, and we are so excited about what the Lord would have us to deliver. And so I asked the Lord, what would you have for me to tell the people tonight? He said, tell Eagle Heights Worship Center that I have enlarged their territory and I have enlarged their vision. He said, I have enlarged their territory and I have enlarged their vision. And I know some of you have been praying the prayer of Jabez. I hear that you have been praying in my spirit. I hear that you have been praying the prayer of Jabez. And so God says that I have enlarged the vision and I have enlarged your territory. Amen. And then the Lord said, you have asked large of me. And because you have asked large of me, I'm giving largely and freely into your life. Amen. In favor of the Lord shall increase. The favor of the Lord shall increase. Opportunities for ministry and doors of opportunity to minister shall be open and shall increase before, because that is your desire. And the Lord says that I have put a holy dissatisfaction in this house. Amen. You have seen the glory of God. You have tasted the presence of the Lord, the powers of the world to come. And God said, I have created a hunger, a holy dissatisfaction for where you are at spiritually, amen, and that holy dissatisfaction is pushing you into a higher place. The holy dissatisfaction is pushing you to a place that is more effective, and the Lord says this, in days to come you have worked and did not see anything of your, the fruit of your labor, but the Lord says, I have not forgot your labor, I have not forgot the work that you have done, and the Lord said, not only of the harvest of what you are believing me for now, but he said the harvest of the past is coming. Amen. And that's what the Lord has to say. And so sometimes the Lord will give us a vision, and sometimes the Lord will put a plan or a destiny in us. And if we're not real careful, we begin to look at our ability. We begin to look at, we think about as far as ourselves. We forget about that it is, it's not the Lord. And the Lord said, as I begin to put a vision and increase your territory and enlarge your vision, the Lord said this, do not forget that it is me that has put the vision in you. It is me that have put the desire in you. It is me that has called you, sanctified you, ordained you, and sent you forth. And God said, tell you that I'm more than enough to bring to pass everything that I ever promised you. God said, I'm more than enough to bring it to pass. So do not be alarmed at the largeness of the vision. Do not be alarmed, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Wow. I want to look at Jeremiah, the first chapter. Jeremiah, the first chapter. I want to begin looking about verse number 4. Whenever God wants something or needs something, he just simply creates it. God is never lacking of anything that he needs or anything that he wants. He's never without what he needs. He's never without what he wants. Because what he wants and what he needs, he simply creates it. Say this with me. Whatever God wants, he just creates it. Whatever God needs, he just creates it. Amen. And so God is speaking to Jeremiah in Jeremiah, the first chapter, and God is trying to impart and bring Jeremiah into the fulfillment of his call, the fulfillment of his destiny. Amen. God has a call upon your life. God has a purpose for every one of you in this building. He has a plan for you. Amen. He has an assignment, if you will. He has something that he wants you to do. And God wants to impart that vision to you. He wants to impart and for you to understand what it is that he wants you to do. Amen. Oh, somebody said, I just wish I knew what the Lord wanted me to do. Well, God, he does not come up with a call to hide it from you. He does not give you an assignment to move it away so that it is not attainable or reachable. The reason he gives you a call, the reason he gives you an assignment is for you to step into that call and into that assignment. So God has a call for Jeremiah. Yeah, look at Jeremiah. I want to look at verse number 1 and verse number 4. Hallelujah. Amen. And so God wants us to be like him, not only in his nature and in his character. Amen. Of course, he wants us to be like him in his nature and in his character. Amen. Amen. We teach the fruit of the Spirit at LMC. We teach them, don't go after the gifts of the Spirit, because if you develop the fruit of the Spirit, you don't got to be concerned about walking in the supernatural, and it will come natural to you. So I'm not after the power of God. I'm not after the fruit. I'm not after the gifts of the Spirit. I'm after the nature of God, the character of God, to become like him. And as I become like him, I become a supernatural, natural individual. Yeah. Yeah, and so of course, he wants us to be like him in his nature and in his character. But he also wants us to be like him in the area of creative power. He wants us to understand how he creates whatever it is that he needs. He wants you to know how to create what it is that you are wanting. He wants you to know how to bring to pass the assignment, the call that he has upon your life. Amen. He wants you to create like he does. And so he shows up to Jeremiah, and he wants to try to teach Jeremiah how that he creates things. He wants to show Jeremiah how that he brings things to pass. Hallelujah. And so when God needs something, he simply creates it. Yeah, Jeremiah 1, verse number 4 says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." Everybody say, "I knew thee." I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth." Amen. God said this to Jeremiah. He said, "Before I ever created you, I knew you." Amen. "Before I ever created you, I knew you." That word knew. new is from the Hebrew word yada, Y-A-W, amen, D-A-W, yada. It means literally to know someone by seeing them. So God is saying this, before I ever created you, I saw you. I saw you in the spirit. I saw you in the spirit realm. Before I ordained you, I saw you. I saw you, Jeremiah. I called you in the spirit realm. I ordained you. I sanctified you. And I called you. Before I created you, I seen you. I seen it. I saw it. I saw you. I saw you. And so God says, the first thing that I want you to see in as God brings to pass his assignment, the first thing that God does is he has vision, or he sees into the spirit. He sees it before he creates it. He sees it. He sees it. Yeah, he sees it. And so God is seeing what he is wanting. He's seeing what he wants. Yeah, he is seeing it. He is seeing what he needs. And so as the people of the Lord, and as an assignment, we have to see it in the spirit. You have to see yourself anointed. You must see yourself called, and you must see yourself prosperous, and you must see yourself with the favor of the Lord, favor in this community, and favor with nations. You must see yourself, amen, seated in heavenly places. You must see yourself being able to lay hands on the sick and they recover. Yeah, so see, it starts with a vision. He says, before I formed you, I saw you. I saw you. I saw it. I saw it. Everybody say, I saw it. God said, I saw it. Hallelujah. Before I formed you, I saw you in the spirit. God does not create anything without vision. God doesn't do any miracles without seeing it first. God does not assign any people to ministry until he sees it first. He sees it. He does not do miracles without a vision. God said, I have seen your future before you was even born. I saw your future, Jeremiah. I saw your future. Oh, what I'm here to do, Jeremiah, is I'm here to bring what I saw in the spirit realm, what I saw in the future, what I saw in the spirit. What I want to do, Jeremiah, is I want to pull that into the future, into your now. Oh, anybody hear what we're saying tonight? Yeah. God said, I'm here to help you to see it and to receive it. And so we see that first, that God, there was a vision. He saw into the spirit. Yada, I knew you. I saw you. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he's trying to impart vision to Jeremiah with his words. I saw you, Jeremiah. Wow. Wow. You were ordained as a prophet to the nations. I saw you. I saw you, Jeremiah. I saw you sanctified. I saw you ordained. This is what I saw about you, Jeremiah. And so he's trying to impart vision to Jeremiah through his words. This book is a book that creates vision. This book begins to allow you to see you as God sees you. Ha ha ha. To see your future as God sees your future. And so this is a book that creates vision. And so, Jeremiah, this is what I see in you. This is what I see in you. I saw you before I ever created you. And then look at verse number 5. I call it the A part. Jeremiah 1:5, he said, I sanctified thee. Now that word sanctified means to dedicate and to consecrate, but it also means to proclaim. To proclaim. Or we could say it this way, to prophesy. I saw it and I prophesied it, Jeremiah. I saw it and then I spoke it. I saw the vision and then I spoke the vision. Yeah, yeah. I sanctified thee. And so it's not just consecrate or dedicate. It is to prophesy consecration and prophesy dedication. Jeremiah, I have prophesied you to be ordained to the nations. I have prophesied you. I have prophesied it. I have spoken it. I have decreed it. I have declared it. I said it. I saw it. But then I said it. I saw the vision. I saw in the spirit. Then I begin to speak what I saw in the spirit. Yeah. And then he goes on to say, I ordain thee a prophet. That word ordain, the Hebrew is nathan. It means to give or to print something out, or get this, it means to create something. I saw in the spirit. I had a vision. Then I began to speak that vision. And what happened was this, Jeremiah, it created that. It's already seen in the spirit. I've already spoken in the spirit. I've already created you as a prophet. I've already ordained you. I've already sanctified you. It's already created. It's in the spirit. It's done in the spirit. Yeah, anything you get in the natural, you get it in the spirit first. Yeah. You ain't going to get nothing in the natural until you get it in the spirit. It's birthed in the spirit. This house is a vision. It's a vision that has been birthed. It is something that was seen in the spirit. Hallelujah. Created first in the spirit. So God's seeing all these wonderful, awesome things about Jeremiah. He sees the vision. He speaks the vision. And then he creates it. But he's got a real problem. Jeremiah is the problem. Jeremiah not getting it. Jeremiah's not seeing it. Ordained, not me. Prophet to the nation. Oh, I can't even speak. Sanctified. Oh, who you trying to kid, man? You call me sanctified? Oh, no. I don't think so, Lord. Oh, Lord God. Now, you're God. You're mighty. You're mighty. It's just me. It's just me, little Jeremiah. So God's got a problem. He's not, Jeremiah's not seeing it. See, it don't matter if God sees blessing and favor, assignment in your life. It doesn't matter if God sees prosperity, healing, deliverance, blessing, amen, anointing in your life. If you don't see it, God's got a problem. It's not enough for God to see it. Not enough for God to say it. Not enough for God to create it. You're going to have to see it. You're going to have to say it. And you're going to have to create it in your own life. You're going to have to make that connection with God. Yeah. And so, Jeremiah, here's the Almighty God. You're ordained. You're sanctified. This is a creator of heaven and earth telling Jeremiah, you're all these things. And then Jeremiah says, oh, I can't speak. I'm but just a little child. Here's God, creator of heaven and earth, the Almighty God. Here is God that is decreeing, sanctifying, ordaining this man. And this man sits back and says, oh, no, 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 I can't speak. I'm just a little child. And so Jeremiah begins to talk about his weaknesses, and he begins to talk about his limitations, and he begins to talk about what I cannot do, what I cannot have, where I cannot go, and what I cannot be. Amen? He begins to talk about, begins to speak about his limitations, his weaknesses, and what that he cannot do. Oh, I can't speak. Some of you have been doing the same thing. Thus said the Lord, I've called you into fivefold ministry. I don't know. I'm not educated. I'm not there. I'm all for education. Yeah, amen. We believe in education. But sometimes just an invitation's better than education. Can I get a witness in the house? Amen. Oh, Peter, you know, he sees Jesus walking on the water. And he said, oh, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come to you. Peter gets out of the boat, amen, and he walks on the water. He was an uneducated, unlearned man, the Bible says, not against education. But see, he didn't have an education. But what he had was an invitation, my friend. When you got an invitation, amen, you just step out and God will sustain you. Yeah, some of you have been battling that. Oh, I'm just this, I'm that. I can't talk. I don't know how to speak good. And, you know, Moses done the same thing. Who am I? Oh, yeah. Who am I? Yeah, God, you're going to go down to Egypt and you're going to deliver my people. And the first thing Moses said, see, God has already qualified him. He's already pre-qualified. Mo is pre-qualified. Turn to your neighbor and say, Mo was pre-qualified. He's pre-qualified. Amen. But then Moses disqualifies himself. Think about that. Moses disqualifies the one that God has qualified. So it's obvious that what Jeremiah thinks about himself is really different than what God thinks about him. What he sees about himself is a whole lot different than what God sees and how God sees him. God's word enables us to think like him. Somebody said, well, you never know what the Lord's going to do. Are you kidding me? I know what God's going to do. He's going to save your family. He's going to heal your bodies, put money in your pocket, anoint you and put your word in his mouth and send you to divine appointments. That's what God's going to do. People say, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And if we're not real careful, we get the idea that we're just going to stumble around not knowing what to do, stumble around not knowing what to say, stumble around not knowing what God's fixing to do. Oh, just read a little farther. But he hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. Oh, I know what he's going to do. And so Jeremiah is not seeing himself like God sees him. He says, I can't speak. I'm just a child. I'm a baby. I can't do anything. He begins to speak his weakness, and he begins to speak his limitations, and he begins to speak his inabilities. Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. Look what the Lord said. And so Jeremiah is not speaking the word of the Lord. He's not saying what God says. He's not seeing what God sees. He's saying weakness. Ain't no place in this book says you're weak. He's talking about inability. He's talking about, oh, I can't do that. There ain't no place in this book says you can't do it. He's talking about limitation. You're not going to get that from this book. Amen. So he's not saying what God says. It's amazing how many Christians is wanting the word to work for them and wanting God to do miracles in their life. Oh, but they're speaking contrary to what he says. If you want the word to work for you, you got to get in agreement with the word. Say what he says. All God's trying to do is to get Jeremiah, just say what I say and see what I see. Can't you just say what I say? Can't you just see what I see? What's the matter with you, Jeremiah? And he says, tells him in verse number 7, but the Lord said unto me, say not I'm a child. Stop talking. Boy, what are you talking like? Quit talking like that, man. Don't say that. Quit saying that. I didn't tell you to say that. I didn't teach you to talk like that. What are you doing talking like that? You've been taught better than that. You've been taught not to say that. You've been taught not to speak your weakness. This man of God's taught you the authority of the believer. He's taught you the power of decree. He's taught you about seeing into the spirit. You know better than that. Why are you talking like that? Quit talking like that. God has sent me here to tell you tonight, don't talk like that. Stop it. Turn to your neighbor and say, stop it. Stop it now. You better stop it. Watch your mouth. Turn to your neighbor and say, watch your mouth. You better watch your mouth. You got potty mouth. You talking dirty. Talking potty mouth, talking dirty. Anything that's not what God says is incorrect. Watch your mouth. Don't say this faith thing doesn't work. Quit saying, I don't know about that tithing. I don't know about that seed. I heard about the power of the seed, but I don't know about the power of the seed. Quit saying you can't pay your bills. Quit saying, I don't know what we're going to do now. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do if gas gets $7, $8 a gallon? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull up to the gas pump. I'm going to fill her up. And I'm going to go, 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 go. I don't operate in earth's economy. I am in a parallel kingdom. I'm in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my king. He is my master. He is my Lord. He is my provider. I operate in heaven's economy. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do if they have a recession? I'm not going to participate. Not participate, because I don't serve a God of lack. I don't serve a God of not enough. I serve a God that is more than enough. Yeah. I'm about to preach in this. Say not I'm a child. Don't say that. Come on, Jeremiah, you're going to have to see it with me. You're going to have to speak it with me. You're going to have to connect. The Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. Then he goes on to say, verse number 8, be not afraid of their faces. I needed this word in preaching in Iowa last week. I needed that word. Be not afraid of their faces. Be not afraid of their faces. They don't see your anointing. They don't see your gift. They don't see your calling. They don't see your vision. But do not be afraid of their faces, Jeremiah. Oh, there's going to be people that will not listen. There's going to be people that will reject you. There's going to be people that will scoff at you. There will be people, Jeremiah, they will not see the gift. Now, I know you're ordained, but they don't know that. I know you're sanctified, but they don't know that. I know that I put my word in your mouth, but they don't understand. They don't see it. Oh, what he was saying was this. You don't have to have the affirmation of people. You don't got to have affirmation. They don't have to see it. They don't have to like you. Oh, I hope everybody likes me.
But I don't get my affirmation on whether you like me or not. I don't get my affirmation whether or not you speak good of me. I don't get my affirmation whether or not you pat me on the back, say how good a preacher I am. I don't need affirmation from people, amen. Because here's the thing. They might speak well of you one day, but they talking about you the next day. They might pat you on the back one day, but they're stabbing you in the back the next day. Oh, you might be anointed of ours. They're concerned one day, but the next day, you ain't got no, you ain't even called. And if you need the opinion and the affirmation of people, you're going to be on a big roller coaster emotionally. And so he's saying this. Jeremiah, just chill out. Don't be afraid of their faces. Because here's the kicker, Jeremiah. I see it. I have called you. I have ordained you. I have sanctified you. Don't worry about whether they see it or not. We don't fit in with everybody. That's okay. Hallelujah. Woo. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Their opinion of you might be different than my opinion of you, but that is okay. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's okay. Don't be afraid of their faces. Jeremiah, don't tell people what you can do and what you cannot do. Do not allow people to tell you what you can be and what you cannot be. Do not allow people to try to put limitations on you, which I'm trying to break off of you. Don't let those same naysayers come back and put that back on you and get you back to limitation and get you back saying, I can't do it. I'm unable. I'm breaking it off you this night. Hey. Yeah, and strongholds on people's minds is being broke this night in this service. Yeah. Yeah, don't be afraid of their faces. So quit saying that. Don't say that. Now here's what I want you to say. Verse 9, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. What we need is deliverance in the mouth. I need a mouth deliverance, Lord. I've been saying the wrong thing. I need deliverance in my mouth. Deliver me from me. I need deliverance from me. Because it's me that is limiting me. If there's ever a problem in receiving, I learned a long time ago. Now, I used to be stupid to blame God, but I learned a long time ago when there's an area that I'm not receiving, that it's not God's fault. He's not the problem area. Yeah. Where the Lord's speaking. We speak prophetic messages. Words of knowledge as we preach. That's why it nails you so much. That's why you relate to it and you say, man, I've just been talking about that. I've just been going through that. That's what I just said. That's what you said that to me. You told me that. You told me the same thing. Hear this, man of God. Yeah. He touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. So don't say this. Don't say you're weak. Don't speak your inabilities. Don't speak what you can't do. Quit speaking that. Don't say that. Quit saying that. You might say, well, I figured that part out. I quit saying I'm broke. I'm disgusted. I'm busted. I never had nothing. Never going to have anything. I'm just poor as old Job's turkey. I think Job's turkey was doing okay. Job was very wealthy. His turkey had premier feed. And so you might say, well, I've got that. I'm not saying that. Okay, now you got to say this. So replace what you've been saying that is contrary to the Word of God. Replace that with the Word of God. God said, I have put my words in thy mouth. And so it's important to get both of them working. Don't say this, now say this. Don't say I can't do it, but say I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Don't say I don't know if I'm up to the task. Quit saying that. Now you say this, he's made me more than conquerors through Christ that loves me. Quit saying and speaking limitations. I don't have enough. Don't got enough. Amen. But begin to speak this. Begin to say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Quit saying I'm just weak spiritually. Stop saying that. Some of y'all need to quit trying to get anointed and just start believing you are anointed. Some of you need to quit trying to get healed. Just start believing that you are healed. Quit trying to get delivered. Start believing that you are delivered. Quit trying to get a call and realize y'all got a call. Quit trying to get a purpose and start realizing I got a purpose. Oh, yeah. Oh, quit trying to get a vision and realize I got a vision. Yeah. Jeremiah, you need to start seeing yourself, son, as a prophet to the nations. I see it, but do you see it? The question is not, Jeremiah, whether or not I see it. I see it. The question is, what do you see? Verse number 11. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? What do you see, Jeremiah? What do you see? It sounds like all you see is defeat. It sounds like all you see is weakness. It sounds like all that you're seeing is what you can't do, what you cannot be. What are you seeing? So he tries to awaken Jeremiah to begin to look and begin to notice, begin to look at himself. What is it? What is it that I'm seeing? I never thought about it. And so God begins to awaken his thinking. What do you see? He's trying to get Jeremiah to take notice. What do you see? Eagle Heights, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? What you perceive is what you will receive. What you perceive, what you see, is what you will receive. You see poverty, guess what? You're going to get poverty. You a prosperity preacher? Yes, I am. I have learned the power of the seed. Well, I just don't believe in that. Well, don't worry. It's not going to jump on you. But please just leave me alone because it's working quite well for me. Just leave me alone with your religious thinking. Just leave me alone. Yeah. What do you see? What do you see, Jeremiah? What do you see? Ooh. So Jeremiah's listening. What? You saw me in the spirit? What? Okay, let me get this right, God. You saw me before I was born. Is that what you're saying? You saw me before you ever created me. You saw into this spirit. You mean there's a parallel world? There is a parallel universe. There, you're saying you saw. So now Jeremiah starts listening. He's catching on. He's starting to get it. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's starting to get it. You got a pretty good teacher when God is telling you. Amen. The word is teaching you. He's raised up apostles and prophetesses, raised up fivefold ministry to teach you, to help you to see it, to bring in to bring an understanding, to get a revelation. You'll never get a revelation. Until you get a revelation, you never have a manifestation. Some of you trying to get a manifestation, but you ain't never got no revelation. You're not going to get no a manifestation until you get a revelation. Jeremiah, you're not going to have it until you see it. What do you see? I'm going to ask you again, what do you see? Shondo reba ban celebra bokotai. Min shatera. Oh. He starts seeing. He starts proclaiming. He begins to do what God taught him to do. He begins to proclaim what he sees. Now, look, watch this in verse number 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And he said, I see. I see a rod of an almond tree. He's not seeing in the natural. He's seeing in the spirit. Yeah. I'm seeing it. The almond tree represented prosperity. The almond tree represented plenty. The almond tree represented success. What he is seeing is himself. I see a rod. I see. I see success. I see blessing. I see favor. I see it. He begins to see himself. He's seeing in the spirit. And I said, I see. Watch this. Now he's saying what he sees. I see. I have vision. I see. And this is what I see. I got vision. Now, Lord, I'm going to begin to speak the vision. And what I see is I see myself as a rod of an almond tree. I see myself successful. I see myself anointed. And you know that sanctified thing you talked about? I see that. You know that ordained thing you said about me? Now I'm beginning to see that. I see it. He's learning and doing just like God taught him. How does God get what he needs or what he wants? He creates it. He wants you to do it the same way. And so he sees into the spirit. He sees the vision. He sees what God sees. Now he begins to speak what God has been telling him, what God has been saying all along. Then, look at verse number 12. Everybody say, then. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Oh, everybody say, then. Say it again. One more time. Then and not until then. It was then, but not until then. Everything God has been showing him, everything God has been teaching him, has brought him to this moment. Everything God has been teaching Eagle Heights Church, everything God has been showing you, everything God has been teaching you, everything that He has instructed you has brought you to this moment. Then, I prophesy you're about to have a then moment. Then, thou hast, yeah, then the Lord said, then thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Yeah, oh, yeah, God began to speak and said, what you have seen, Jeremiah, you will become. What you have seen in the spirit is yours. You have entered into the realm of the spirit, Jeremiah. You will become exactly what I have meant for you to become, and I will hasten my word to perform it. That word perform in the Greek means to create. Because you saw it, because you spoke it, now I'm going to create it. You don't got to be sick. You don't got to be broke. You don't got to walk in defeat. You don't got to be a punching bag of the enemy. Oh, you're a champion. I was preaching in Iowa last week, and I said, you're not no chump. You're a champion. Quit being a whiner and step into being a winner that God has called you. I'm not no chump, devil. I'm a champion. Yeah, I'm not a chump. I'm a champion. Yeah. So he performed it. He created it. Yeah. God said, Jeremiah, what you see, what you speak, I will create. What you see, what you speak, I will create. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Ramasora Baramanda Bukalata Iskanando. Manse Lebrondo Sabra Babakia. Yevra Manso Kurata Sevra Babakaya. Yeah, Lord, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Hallelujah. The vision of the Lord has been awakened in you tonight, even more so into a higher level, into a higher degree. And you are seeing into the Spirit to the point that you can create what you are asking, what you've been believing, and what you're seeing. So I would encourage you right now to begin to connect with the vision, what God said belongs to you. And right now, just begin to speak that vision. Speak that vision. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Kuraban sarabakutavaya. Iramandare bosotovrabakiataya. Min shikondra mando lebodusha vrababakaya. Hallelujah. Our sister worship and praise leader right here. The Lord said to tell you that He's going to put a new song in your mouth. He's going to put a new song in your spirit. And He said, I'm going to even give you songs of season. Songs of the season. Songs of the times. And it'll be a special song for this house. And God said, the spirit of prophecy shall come upon you, and you'll begin, your tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, and you shall speak spontaneously, and you shall sing a new song to the Lord. Amen. For this is a desire that has been in your heart, and God has been stirring you to go to a higher heights and a deeper depths in leading people into the presence of God and into a higher, I just hear higher dimensions of worship, higher dimensions of worship. And God said, just as evil spirits, as David played, they departed and began to create the atmosphere for people to minister in. For that is a desire of your heart. It is not just to lead the congregation, the people, into the presence of the Lord, and that is your desire, but your desire is to create the atmosphere for ministry, like myself, to stand and minister and be the oracle of God. And God said that I have heard your prayers, and I have put that in you, and God said that that anointing shall increase in your life. Holy Spirit, have your way. We just want to wait just for a moment. I don't want to work nothing up. I don't want to try to say something that God's not saying. But I do want to speak what the Lord would say. And so, Lord, we just wait upon you. We wait upon you, Lord. My brother right here in the back on the side, you, my friend. God said that he is using you to bridge a gap. He is using you to bridge a gap. And that has been your desire. Your desire has been to bridge a gap. Your desire has been to make connections with people that feel like that they've been left out and feel like they've been discarded. You, my friend, felt that before you attended this house. You felt discarded. You felt left out, and you felt pushed aside. But you have come into this house, and because of the Spirit of God and the anointing, the giftings upon these men and women of God, they have brought you to a place of acceptance where not only now you are beginning to feel good about yourself. And so as you have begun to feel good about yourself, the Lord said, I'm going to begin to move you into the ministry and move you into a destiny that he has called you. And so the Lord would say, you're moving in the right direction. You have seen the vision of the Lord. And now God said, you begin to speak that and it shall begin to come to pass. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Have your way in this place, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We wait upon you, Lord. We wait upon you, Lord. My brother on the left is standing up. God said to tell you, just be yourself. God says, I have uniquely and divinely made you. He said, I have put giftings in you that I have chosen, I have desired. And God said, just learn to flow as I have created you. Now, there's an anointing even as you take upon anointings of others, and that's natural. You will take upon anointings of people that you are around, and what you honor, you attract. And you have honored anointings of different ministries, and you have attracted some of that anointings, and even to the point that as you preach, you even sound like other ministries. And as you preach, you even sound like other voices. You are a preacher, right? You even sound like other ministries. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's kind of what we do, you know. I catch anointings. I'm susceptible to anointings. I catch anointings of people that I'm around. Amen. And God said, I'm moving you into a place of your own uniqueness. I'm moving you into a place of your own calling. And there's other voices that's been speaking, you know, through you. And then you picked up some of those anointings. But God said to tell you that as you come into your own, and you're coming into your own, you're coming into your own, you're coming into your own, you are coming into your own, you are coming into your own, you're coming to your calling. And God said, as you come into your calling, the anointing will increase. Ha ha ha. Yeah, that's what the Lord said. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Apostle McClintock, your desire is to reproduce yourself. To reproduce yourself. to raise up the next generation, to reproduce yourself, to pour into them. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, you're reproducing yourself. The Lord said, there is multiplication and additions, distributions of anointings and distributions of callings. And God said, I'm going to give you favor in nations. There is a nation. There is a nation that you have been praying about for a door to open. God said, that door is opened. Shaba. Shibolo kotavaya. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. God said, I put my word in your mouth, and you shall go and speak to nations. For the nations does call for seasoned ministers. The nations do call you. And you have heard in the spirit, and you have seen in the spirit, other nations, men and women of God, saying, come and help us. Help us. They shall ask you for help. I see them asking you. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So we release you into that next level. And I know you just like me. Sometimes it's hard to trust others with your baby, Eagle Heights. Yeah, it's hard for us to trust people. We really struggled with that in the future. You know, in the past, we've struggled with it. But I have learned to reproduce myself. Yeah. You know who preached for me last Sunday morning? My grandson. Jeremiah Strong. He's a preaching dude. Yeah. Now, I don't know. That may not do my whole lot for you, but that does a whole lot for me. That my grandson, the next generation, is filling in for us. And I do it on purpose like you do things on purpose. There's a reason. There's a method. You are such a man of strategy. The administrative skills I wished I had 10% of. This guy, is that right? Administrative skills. Planning. She got more. Maybe getting off on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody need prayer for your body? You got any kind of pain in your body? If you got any kind of pain, if you got pain in your body, just stand to your feet. Now, it's not just for the purpose of getting the pain to leave, although that's a good thing. But it's to cure whatever is causing the pain. So if you got pain in your body, just stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Sura bababakia ndolama sikarata savaya. God is going to simultaneously heal these people. Father, we thank you, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to this pain and I command it to leave these bodies now. Go! Shudarabaya. There's the anointing. The anointing's released. Yeah. Now just begin to move whatever area that you was having pain in. Just begin to move it. Yeah.
Check yourself. Just begin to move. Yeah, move it. You got. It's important to move it. Healings are happening all over this room. Sicknesses are being healed all over this room. Backs are being healed all over this room. Shoulders are being healed all over this room. Wrists, things in the wrist is being healed all over this room. God is healing hips. Katarabasia. God is mending bones that did not mend properly. He is mending them right now. He is mending them right now. I see it in the spirit. I'm saying what I see. And God is creating it. Sondorebakaya. Now, Ray, wave at me if that pain left. That pain's already left your body. Wave at me. One, two. Is there another? Three. Pain's already left. We spoke about a wrist. We spoke about a hip. We spoke about a bone that didn't properly mend. This could be through surgery. Did not properly mend. Who is that? We spoke those things. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabanda Bora Kiarianda La Boshavaya. We've had as many as 30 people healed simultaneously in our meetings. Sure do save a lot of time, I know that. Save a lot of time that way. Yeah. I believe in the laying on of the hands. I believe in that. I believe in it. I believe in calling for the elders of the church. But I also believe in just taking a place of authority and standing in a place of authority and command it. You ever notice Jesus never did pray for anybody? Now, don't look at me like I don't believe in prayer. I didn't say that. Did you ever notice Jesus did not pray for anyone? Now, he had a prayer life. There's a time to pray, then there's a time to command. He commanded it to be done. Enter into thy closet, you open. And go to the Lord secretly, and he shall reward you openly. What a privilege and an honor it has been to be here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give our pastor. These are my pastors for today. Love you, man of God. Thank you so much for the opportunity.